Good morning. Merry Christmas. We're glad you are with us today. It's been, Chris said something about he was appreciative of me taking over and kind of hanging on here a little bit to do these. I've actually been kind of glad I've gotten to do it. So I don't feel like, whew, that was a burden. I've been blessed by your burden, I guess. I don't know how to say that well, but it's been fun for me. it's been fun for me to kind of sit down and to really get into and try to put together messages looking at the hope of Advent in Jesus Christ, the peace of the Advent of Jesus Christ. And today we're going to be looking at the joy of the Advent of Jesus Christ and just what that means and just understanding what the coming of Christ the first time has brought to us and what the coming of Christ the second time is going to bring for us, and just seeing how wonderful, how fantastic, how overwhelming that's going to be when we see all of that come to fruition. And so we are going to be in Isaiah chapter 35 today, and we're going to take a look at that scripture first. So we're going to be 35, 1 through 10. We're going to read the whole chapter. If you've got your Bible, you can read with me. If you want to see it on the screen, it is there as well. Isaiah 35, starting with verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty grounds springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Would you pray with me, please? Father God, as we come to you, just thankful for this wonderful prophecy in the book of Isaiah. We pray, Lord, that as we go through it and we take this time to worship you through the hearing and the application of your word, that you would speak to our hearts, that you would continue to guide us through scripture, that you would open us up and illuminate us to what you would have us to do. Father, I pray that you would put me aside and let your word be proclaimed by just me being the mouthpiece, and it be truly your word through the Spirit spoken here today. Father, I pray that as we go into this, that as we seek you above all else, we understand what you're having said to us through your word. And Father, that you would just open us up again to knowing it so that we may know you better. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we look at this bit of scripture and like, wow, this feels really not Christmas-like. Like it just doesn't feel like, you know, last week you did the whole Prince of Peace Wonderful Counselor, like we're used to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. We're used to that being Christmas, and now you're in Isaiah 35? And this sounds not Christmas-like. This doesn't sound Advent-y to me. But yet, it is. Because what we have to remember is that all of God's creation